Like, if we're being realistic, you're gonna die one day. If we are being realistic, you are going to die one day. And your money, your career, and all like the life that you established here on Earth, it's not gonna matter because you're gonna die. We're all gonna die. I'm gonna die. You're gonna die. Everyone's gonna die. And the thing is that we need to focus on God, and we need to focus on His plan for us and doing His will rather than our own, because we're going to be in front of Him one day. Like, everyone focused so much on, like, oh, when I retire, oh, my future, oh, my family, oh, my kids. And I'm not saying having a life here, I'm not saying that it's bad. No, it's good. But you have to put number one, you have to put God, number one in your life and doing His will. Because again, being realistic, like, we're all gonna die, we're gonna be in front of God, and your career or all the money that you had is not gonna matter. Hi guys, welcome to Creatorless is Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and today's episode might actually be a short episode, but this is what God put in my heart to speak about. So I want to talk about the cost of following Jesus Christ. And one of the first points that I want to make is that we have to stop looking at the surface. And I feel like that is so important because for me, I struggled letting go of, the guy that I was supposed to let go of, that God was telling me to let go of. And the thing is that God sees the heart. He sees the intentions of a person. Like, He knows, what a person is thinking, like everything of a person, like each and every one of us. Like, He knows every hair, on our head. So the thing is that I was looking at it from like the surface, because I thought this person was very attractive. Like, I thought he was very handsome, and I didn't want to let go of this person, but I didn't know the heart of this person. Like, I really didn't know the intentions of this person, but God does, and He knows the intention of each and every one of us. And it's so important for us not to see the surface, but to trust God and what He decides for our lives. Because the cost of following Him is that He will tell you to let go of people. He will tell you to let go of things. And it's up to you whether you want to obey, because He tells us that, if we want to be His disciple, we have to carry our cross and follow Him. And a lot of people say that, but they don't know the meaning behind it. And the meaning is that we have to die to ourselves. That's why we're carrying the cross, because we have to die to ourselves, to our fleshly desires, to what we want, to follow Him. And that's why, like, a lot of people say that they're Christians, but they're not. They might consider themselves Christians, but they're not followers of Jesus Christ, because they have not abandoned, their desires. They haven't abandoned the things that God told them to leave, and they haven't carried their cross and followed Jesus. And it's so important for us to do that and to not look at just the surface of a person, because you could see a person and be like, oh, okay, that girl or that guy is so handsome or pretty and whatever, but you don't know the person. Like, you don't know the intentions, but God does. And it's so important for us not to go by our own judgment, but to trust the Lord. And another point I want to make is that we, again, it even goes with this point, is that we have to stop seeing with our earthly eyes, and we have to start seeing with our spiritual eyes. It's so important for us not to look at things, here on earth and be focused on the things of earth, of here that we're living, and to see the things that we can't see, to focus on the things that we can't see. And one thing I actually wanted to talk about is, so I was at work, I believe it was Thursday, and so this one girl was to ask me, what am I studying for? And I told her that I'm taking classes for sonography. Well, I'm taking my classes that you have to take to get in the program of sonography. But I told her that I don't think I'm a, pursue sonography. So I told her I'm not really sure why I'm taking these classes, but I am. God has me taking these classes. I don't know why. And she told me, she was like, so then, like, what do you want to do? And I told her that I want to dedicate myself to ministry. Like, 100%, I want to dedicate myself to ministry. I want to dedicate myself to the things of the Lord. And she told me, she was like, do you really think that you're going to make money, like, just working in ministry? And one thing that she said that I actually didn't really like was that she said, let's be realistic. Like, do you really think you're going to make money working in ministry? And the fact that she said, let's be realistic, you know, it stuck with me. And I didn't really say anything, but I just told her that, you know, I trust in God and I trust in what he has, you know, in store for me. But when she said, let's be realistic, like, if we're being realistic, you're going to die one day. If we are being realistic, you are going to die one day. And your money, your career, and all like the life that you established here on earth, it's not going to matter because you're going to die. We're all going to die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. Everyone's going to die. And the thing is that we need to focus on God, and we need to focus on his plan for us and doing his will rather than our own, because we're going to be in front of him one day. Like, everyone focus so much on, like, oh, when I retire, oh, my future, oh, my family, oh, my kids. And I'm not saying having a life here, I'm not saying that it's bad. No, it's good. But you have to put number one, you have to put God, you know, number one in your life and doing his will. Because again, being realistic, like, we're all going to die, we're going to be in front of God, and your career or all the money that you had is not going to matter. And, you know, I didn't respond to her, but, like, you know, like, honestly, that's what I should have said. You know, I should have been like, let's be realistic. Like, you know, we're going to be in front of God. So, you know, like, having the best career with that makes the most money isn't really important. It's not really important. And I'm not saying that it's bad for you to get a career that's going to, you know, bring you big money. No, I'm not saying that that's bad, but it is when you put that in front of the Lord. That's why we have to stop seeing stuff with our earthly eyes and start seeing it from a spiritual standpoint. Start seeing it with our spiritual eyes. And it even takes me back to the story of Elisha whenever he prayed to God to, you know, open the eyes of his servants, because his servants were scared. His servants were seeing stuff from their earthly eyes. They weren't seeing it from a spiritual standpoint whenever they were surrounded and they were telling him, oh my gosh, like, you know, like, we're surrounded, like, what are we going to do? And then Elisha prayed that his servants were able to see the army of horses and chariots of fire, that God was going to fight for them, that they were going to be okay. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's important for us not to see stuff with our earthly eyes and see it with our spiritual eyes. And, you know, the way you can do that is that pray, you know, pray, spend more time in worship, prayer, you know, reading scripture, and make it more about God and less of you. And I could just see it, you know, in me, how I could see more, you know, Jesus and not me, because I was actually at work and there was a situation. I was actually having not a good day. I believe it was Wednesday. I was having a bad day at work. And, on my second break, I always read the Bible, because I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm, you know, not having, you know, whenever I'm not having a good day, like, you know, that makes up for it. Just reading my Bible, it makes me feel better. And so I opened my Bible, and then this guy came up, and he had his stuff where I usually sit, and I also had my stuff there. So, you know, I didn't really see, like, something bad of me sitting there, but I just sat there, and, like, I sort of just scooted his stuff because my stuff was there too. And he got really upset, and he just, like, went off. And I was just like, you know, like, I was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I usually sit here, and it's like the corner of the break room, you know, so no one bothers me, and I could just read scripture. And so he left, and whenever he left, I was trying to read the Bible, but my eyes were filled, you know, with tears, and then tears were falling on my Bible, and just, I couldn't do it. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go home because I can't stop crying. And I don't want to cry right now. And then so I went home, and I just started praying for this guy, and I was just like, Lord, like, you know, I don't know if he was, you know, also having a bad day or something, but I just pray, I don't know what he's going through. And then I just felt the Lord tell me, like, because I was gonna buy a cake for this one girl that, you know, she's from Venezuela, and I know she doesn't have much family over here. So I was like, I'm gonna buy her cake, you know, just to, you know, because it's her birthday. And then God also put in my heart to buy something for this guy that went off on me. And So I was just like, are you sure, Lord? But I bought him like cake pops. And so, you know, and I also, you know, I prayed about it and stuff, and I bought the cake pops, and then I took him to work. And then I wasn't able to see him, so I gave it to a friend. I was like, hey, can you give this to him? And then he gave it to him, but then he wanted to talk to me, and I just told him, I was like, hey, like, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to offend you. And, you know, the cake pops that I bought you, you know, God put it in my heart, you know, to buy it for you. And I just want to let you know that, like, I don't know what you're going through, but God loves you and you are important to him. And he gave me a hug, but, you know, we have to learn to show the love of Jesus. And again, that's like the cost of following Jesus. Like, you have to know, you know, it's not about yourself anymore. Again, you have to die to yourself, and it has to be more of Jesus and less of you. And, you know, old me definitely would have not done something like that. But now it's, you know, showing the love of Jesus that's so important, and not just let it be about you. And also another point that I want to make is that you, like, just like Mary poured out her oil on the feet of Jesus, you know, we need to do the same. And by that, I mean, give him everything. Because this oil that Mary poured out on Jesus' feet, it was an expensive oil. And she could have just poured a little bit and then kept some, or, you know, she could have not poured it at all, you know, but she poured out that oil on Jesus' feet, everything. And it's so important for us to give him everything. And one thing that people do is that they hold back. They give him some, but then they hold back. And they're like, no, but I can't do this. No, but I don't want to give this up. And he doesn't want you to do that. He wants absolutely everything. He doesn't want you to hold back and be like, oh, well, I can't do this, but I can't do that. No, he wants everything of you. So if he's telling you, I need you to let go of this person, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, you need to do it. I need you to move here, I need you to move there. I need you to show this person, you know, my love. I need you, you know, to love your enemies. You know, it's so important for us to do absolutely everything, because he doesn't want you to do what you want and then like, okay, but this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. No, whatever he requires, you have to do it. You have to pour out everything. And not only that, like, I feel like also her pouring out that oil shows that you have to be humble. We have to be humble. We can't be walking around with pride, with ego, and then still call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, because it's not about us anymore. It's about him. It's about representing him. And it's so important for us to represent him and represent his love, you know, because these are souls, and the souls of people. You know, this isn't just like, you know, I feel like one thing about even making just Christian content, it's not about the likes, it's not about the followers, it's about spreading the gospel and telling people about the love of Jesus. And that's what it means to pour out, you know, the oil, like Mary, you know, whenever she poured out the oil on Jesus' feet, it's so important for us to, you know, have love for these souls that are lost, for people that need, you know, to hear about this. Because this isn't, I feel like that's one thing that Christian content creators, you know, sometimes, you know, we focus, like, they focus on likes or like, are people looking at this? But no, you know, it's about just spreading the gospel and just putting it out there, and whatever happens, happens. And it's so important for us to give Jesus absolutely everything. And there's a song I listen to, and I'll put the song down below, but I always like love to sing that part, like that song, because there's this part that says, you know, I'll pour out my oil, like, you know, like Mary pouring out her oil, I'll pour it out. And just like he talks about, like, you can have my praise, you can have my worship, and you can have my oil. And and he says, like, have it all. And it's so important for us to give God everything. I mean, he came in human form and died on the cross for us. You know, he deserves absolutely everything of us. And it's so important for us to give him everything and not just hold back, you know, to dedicate our whole lives and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here, but I just want to let you know that, again, you know, the cost of following Jesus, you know, it can be a lot, but it's worth it. And he loves you. And, you know, it's never too late to get, you know, right with him. And I mean, you could just see it, you know, this is real. Like, God is real. The disciples, you know, they gave up their lives, you know, for the gospel, to spread the gospel for Jesus. You know, this is real. It's not fake. Like, you could look it up on how some of them died. It was, you know, terrible deaths, but that just goes to show how real this is. You know, one of them was crucified upside down. One of them was like sawed in half. I mean, they died horrible deaths, but it's because this is real. You know, the gospel and Jesus coming, you know, to God coming in human form to die for us on the cross. It's real. This is real. You know, me and you are going to die one day and we're going to be in front of God. It's real. And so I want to go ahead and pray for anyone that needs prayer. So let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. I pray for whoever's listening to this or watching this, Lord, that they're able to let go and they're able to follow you, God, that, you know, the cost of following you, it's worth it, Lord, and that they're able to fully devote themselves to you and to spreading the gospel, God. I pray for this person, Lord, that you use them greatly, Lord, and that you manifest yourself in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. I will go ahead and leave the address below. But God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time's video.